Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Where do you want to start this morning? We've got the phone lines open here for the full hour. We had such a busy lineup yesterday on this show. I think Monday even had a busy lineup, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember right. So today we've got the phone lines open for you. If you got something you want to talk about, give us a ring, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app as well. But I want to start where we picked off, where we left off yesterday. I want to pick up where we left off yesterday. I shared this story on our Montana Talks website following our conversation on Tuesday's show with Roundup Mayor Sandra Jones. She joined us in the first half of the show yesterday, for those of you that might have missed it. But I shared this on Facebook. A listener in Roundup, Montana said it best. We've already lost one mine. We cannot afford to lose another. Coming up Friday is a very critical rally for Montana coal and coal miner jobs in Roundup, Montana. And Mayor Sandra Jones yesterday, I asked her, well, why did you feel it was so important to hold this rally right now? And she said, look, we could see layoffs by the end of the year at the coal mine south of Roundup, north of Billings. And we could, and the whole operation could shut down next year unless something is done here. And she highlighted three key pieces of legislation being advanced by Montana's Senator Steve Daines back in Washington, D.C. right now. But there was a great comment on this post. If you go to facebook.com/Flint Report, Jay Walker says this, because we talked about how, you know, there is this war on coal. There is this war on coal mining. He says this, it seems to be all mining. 700 or so of us at Stillwater Mine are laid off in November. He said, it's all political. And he's exactly right. Two major reasons we've heard of why these layoffs are taking place at the Stillwater Mine, which is the platinum and palladium mine at the base of the Beartooth Mountains, Absorkey, Columbus, area, etc. The Green New Deal. The push for these electric vehicles, that's what tanked the platinum and the palladium markets from everything we've heard and read, heard from the mine. So the prices went in the tank, so they were losing money, so they had to make a drastic decision. And then the other thing, why in the world are the Russians allowed to dump their minerals into America? Why, with all the talk about Russia, why are the Russians still allowed to dump their minerals into America? Anyway, we'll talk about that and much more. Phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970. This is all happening under Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester's watch. They're in power in Washington, D.C. They're pushing the Green New Deal. They push the EVs. They push these miners out of work. So are you going to stand up and defend these other miners whose jobs are threatened now as well?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So, did Great Falls, Montana become solid red because of talk radio? Because the newspapers failed, because the Great Falls Tribune failed, and they had to sell their nice, fancy building down by the river, and I don't know what apartment they're operating out of now. Is that why Great Falls went solid red? You know, Cascade County was always, you know, conservative, but then the city, Great Falls proper, you know, could be fairly blue at times. Is talk radio the reason Great Falls went blue or went red? I'm sorry. I mean, I think you could say so, but that talk radio is huge, right? Talk radio is powerful. It's impactful. Radio in general is powerful and impactful. Radio continues to remain strong as, you know, some of the bigger city newspapers have struggled and TV stations start to struggle. Everybody's, you know, trying to get into the digital game now, et cetera. But I say that because the New York Times had a big story on the U.S. Senate race a few days ago, and the left-wing New York Times was lamenting the fact that part of the reason why John Tester is struggling, why the Democrat Party is struggling, is because newspapers are failing in Montana, and talk radio is surging. People love talk radio, basically, was the point from the New York Times. And I guess my point is that I would say that as much as I want to, you know, say how great talk radio is that I also think that there is an America First movement. There is a Montana First movement that is sweeping the state. Now, I think those of us in talk radio have been a part of that movement. We take your phone calls. We're in touch with the people. We say something you don't like, you call us out. But there is a Montana First movement. There is an America First movement that appeals to blue-collar voters, especially, you know, union voters in places like Great Falls. I think it's starting to sweep across Butte, America now as well. And it's because of exactly what we're seeing. I think the reason the newspapers are struggling is not just because of a transition to digital media. Radio remains strong, right? These newspapers, many of them, started bashing the very businesses and the very industries that propped up their local economy. They started biting the hand that fed them. The Billings Gazette, for example, was constantly trashing Colstrip, constantly trashing coal. Well, no wonder the Billings Gazette has had to lay off so many staff over the years. No wonder they have to sell their big fancy building in downtown Billings, because they started biting the hand that fed them. And so that's my point here. But that when we talk about the Stillwater mine shutting down for very obvious political reasons, because of this anti-mining administration in Washington pushing this Green New Deal that pushed down the price of platinum and palladium, allowing Russian imports of some of those same metals I just mentioned, while they continue to pretend to be tough on Russia, but they allow Russia to dump their products into America. John Tester allowed for the last 3.5 years. He has had the power to bring that to a halt, just like he has had the power to get the Keystone Pipeline across the finish line. He has never used his power to shut down and secure our southern border. He has never used his power to get the Keystone XL Pipeline up and running. He has never used his power to stand up for Colstrip and coal mining. Instead, he's put left-wing federal judges on the bench that shut down oil, gas, coal, and go after agriculture, just like he put the anti-agriculture Tracy Stone Manning in charge of the Bureau of Land Management. He could have used his power to stop Russia from dumping their metals into America. He could have used his power to block this Green New Deal agenda that killed jobs at the Stillwater mine, but instead he was one of the biggest backers of it. It's a Montana First, America First movement that is sweeping the state of Montana. And I would argue that's why places like Great Falls and increasingly Butte are going to turn even more red now as a result. Listen to what Donald Trump had to say in Pennsylvania with two John Deere tractors behind him.
I just noticed behind me John Deere tractors. I know a lot about John Deere. I love the company. But as you know, they've announced a few days ago that they're going to move a lot of their manufacturing business to Mexico. I'm just notifying John Deere right now. If you do that, we're putting a 200% tariff on everything that you want to sell into the United States, so that if I win, John Deere is going to be paying a 200%. They haven't started it yet. Maybe they haven't even made the final decision yet, but I think they have. John Deere is going to, and anybody else that does this, because it's hurting our farmers, it's hurting our manufacturing. And if you do that, you're going to have a 200% tariff put on the product that you make in Mexico, right across the border. They think they're going to make product cheaper in Mexico and then sell it in for the same price as they did before, make a lot of money by getting rid of our labor and our jobs.
Look, that's not just Donald Trump talking to Pennsylvania. That's not just Donald Trump talking to Illinois. And I think John Deere will probably quickly reverse course after President Trump weighed in here. That's Donald Trump talking to Great Falls. That's Donald Trump talking to Colstrip. That's Donald Trump talking to Stillwater Miners. That's Donald Trump talking to Butte America. As Democrat State Senator Jimmy Keene wrote alongside former Republican State Senator John Brennan out of Scobie, they both, the Democrat and Republican, told John Tester, you have the power to get this done. And yet the Keystone Pipeline did not get done, did it? He didn't use his power for Montana. Instead, he sided with his radical environmental buddies that are funding all these phony campaign commercials.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tim in Savage sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. He says this: we also lost the Savage coal mine a few years ago. That's right. And that's right. It wasn't one of these liberal judges involved in that. Do I remember that right, Tim? I don't know. Maybe you can fill me in on the details on that one. Yeah, Tim, thanks for that message. Speaking of Tim and Savage, we got Tim in Billings on the phone lines right now. And the number for you, 406-294-0970. Tim, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Morning, Aaron. Just to expand on what you were just saying in the last segment there. John Tester is the linchpin for Democratic control of our federal system. And if you don't believe that, look at the Keystone XL pipeline, look at the mines. Oh, we're against Russia, unless it's Russia dumping sheet metals on the market and putting our miners out of business. We're against Russia except for, when we're going to sell them uranium under the Hillary Clinton secretary, State Department, tell Russia control of the majority of the uranium in the world. If you're a farmer out there and you don't think that these other jobs, these other industries, that they're really going to affect you, the railroad in Glendive, they lost a ton of jobs. Forsyth, there's no longer a shift change or a crew change point. They have to come out of Billings or Sheridan. There's no longer trainmen living in Forsyth anymore, being able to live where they grew up and be able to work out of the hometown that they grew up in. But if you're
Glendive, the railroaders in Glendive that lost their jobs because of the war on coal. Yeah,
exactly right. So, and if you're a farmer out there and you're thinking, well, John Tester's a dirt farmer. He's a dirt farmer. Like I've never seen dirt as a product or a crop. I've never eaten dirt, so I don't know why that would be something to be proud of. But, what has he done to stop the American Prairie Reserve from purchasing and locking up land that could be put into production?
He gave them a boost. He gave them a boost. He put Tracy Stone Manning in charge of the Bureau of Land Management specifically to help the American Prairie Reserve.
He's coming for your farm, too. He's coming for your farm, too. So if you're going to vote for him because he's a farmer or these other industries don't affect you, look at the logging industry in Montana. Basically, every industry in this state is under attack except for the quote-unquote service unions, you know, the teachers' unions, the unions for the people that work at the parking garage and the city employees and the county employees. Those guys are all going to have a job because they produce nothing and they take from the taxpayers. They take from the producers.
Well, but a lot of those folks also know, a lot of those folks also know, though, that the reason they have those jobs, the reason government has the revenue in the first place is because of, you know, small business owners out there, natural resource industries, agriculture that has to generate the wealth in the first place. Hey, Tim, on a lighter note, before I get to our next caller here, and yeah, we've got phone lines open for you right now at 294-0970. On a lighter note, did you see this story? Our friend John Jackson shared it via X yesterday. The Washington Free Beacon has a story. John Tester takes private meeting with a pole dancer. He took a private meeting with a pole dancer. Did you hear about that story yet?
I did not. I'm shocked. I would figure the pole dance around that he'd want to do is, you know, at the auction yard. Because, you know, he's nothing but a good old dirt farmer. He's nothing but a good old dirt bag. Washington, D.C. has overtaken his brain, and I'm just sorry, people. He's not one of us. He is a complete sellout, and
Well, John Jackson says, according to the Washington Free Beacon report, John Tester took a private meeting with a pole dancer, and he says that it's because he wanted to talk to her about abortion. John Jackson, he said. Right. Anyway, and it got me thinking. It got me thinking. You remember that Tina Turner song? So John Tester took a private meeting with a pole dancer. No. We're just talking about abortion. No, it's not a private dance. We're just talking about abortion, according to John Tester, who took a private meeting with a pole dancer. Some of you dirt farmers out there are thinking, I couldn't get a private meeting with John Tester. I couldn't ask him, you know, why we don't have water on the High Line, but this pole dancer gets a private meeting with Senator John Tester. Anyway, got to lighten things up at some point, don't we? Tim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's see. Who do we got next up on the phone lines here? Let's go to Diane in Molt. Diane, good to hear from you.
Thank you, Aaron. Hey, we got a call from a pollster the other day, two questions. She wanted to know if we thought abortion should be between a woman and her doctor, 128. So she wanted to know if we would vote for that. But the one, she said, okay, can we count on you voting for John Tester? And my husband said, I wouldn't vote for John Tester. No, he said, I would vote for the creature from the Black Lagoon before I voted for John Tester. And she said, oh, can I put you down then as undecided?
So you're saying I got a chance was the response from the pollster, huh?
Right. So anyhow, I mean, that's the way they skew the poll.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, so they,
oh,
they
interesting.
Put it. Yeah. They put it. So we can count on your vote for John Tester. Well, no, I'd vote for the creature from the Black Lagoon. Well, then I can put you down as undecided. No undecided there.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah. You know, I wonder. So you guys answered the poll call, because that was a question somebody else threw me, is like, does anybody answer these pollster calls? Because if I see a call coming in from somebody I don't know, heck, half the time, even if it's a phone call from somebody I do know, I'll still ignore the phone call because I just need a break from my smartphone for a good chunk of the day, you know. But so you guys actually answer these pollster calls. So there are real people answering at some point.
Yes, there are real people that answer at some point. I think sometimes you have to answer, because otherwise, how are they really going to know? They tell us the polls, but I don't believe them because I think most people don't answer them.
Well, it's interesting because Tim Sheehy is leading in every single poll that's come out for weeks now. And so, but Chuck Schumer says he is still going to keep sending millions of dollars this direction because that's how close he and John Tester are.
Yeah, well, I hope that we will win and prevail against the elites in Washington.
All right, Diane, great to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go next to Mark in Scobie. Mark, great to hear from you. Thanks for listening to KCGM.
Oh, yeah, it's a great radio station. Good community support, too.
That's right.
I called Tester's office for the last 2 weeks to find out if he voted in favor of girls participating in boys' sports or boys participating in girls' sports, and I haven't got an answer back yet. And also the border issue, the northern border is, the time is ridiculous. You need to investigate how that is. One side is open an hour earlier and closes an hour later. They're not on the same open and close for the international port of entries. And that's kind of a mix up too, that they can't even work at the same schedule. So I've asked that question for a year and haven't got an answer back on that one.
Constant pressure. So you'll reach out to Senator Tester's office and you can't even get a phone call back, much less a private meeting. Mark, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call Senator Tester's office, and when you call them this time, say, "This is Mark from Scobie. I am a pole dancer. I would like to get a private meeting with Senator Tester." And tell me if that works. Maybe if you tell him you're a pole dancer, you'll get a private meeting.
Yeah, well, that's how disgusting the morality has happened to the United States. It used to be a leader of the world. Now it's just ass backwards.
It's crazy.
And they keep getting away with it. So when are we, the people, going to say enough's enough and we're not going to tolerate this anymore? Tester's an old fossil. He's been in there so long that he's just calloused. He don't listen to the people. Politicians get in there and tell you promises, 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 and they don't follow through. And coal is not a curse. That's a management issue.
Coal's a blessing. Coal's a blessing. We have this resource under our feet. It funds our schools. It provides jobs. It keeps the lights on. What a blessing. But yet they want to treat it like a curse. All right, Mark, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for the phone call. 406-294-0970. Adrian in Belgrade. Adrian, what's on your mind?
Hi, Aaron. A couple of things. First of all, I remember about 20 years ago when I canceled my subscription to the Bozeman Chronicle because they were beginning to lean left then. I haven't read the Chronicle in probably that amount of time. And it's kind of funny. One of my very favorite days was coming out of our local town and country, and this was years ago, too. And they're set up at a cute little card table with a representative from our local printed newspaper trying to drum up new business and new subscriptions because, gosh, subscriptions are down. And it just, I get a private giggle every time I see that. They are fundraising and, like, drumming up business like, the junior high, speech and debate club, or whatever it is. And I think it just speaks volumes. And what's interesting to me right now is, and my question to you is, what is the plan for talk radio given the news coming out of the FCC yesterday?
That's a great question. And, man, I'd throw that out to our fellow radio folks as well. We got to take a quick break here. Let's see. Thanks so much for the phone call. By the way, the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, I heard they got a new publisher who's trying to move things in a better direction. But then apparently he hired that Lee newspaper sports guy that supports men and women's sports. So, yeah.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
At a roundtable in Pennsylvania this week, former President Donald Trump threatened to impose a 200% tariff on John Deere machinery imported from Mexico if the company moves more jobs across the border. Deere recently announced plans to shift some manufacturing to Mexico, including skid steers, while cutting U.S. jobs. Trump, a frequent customer of Deere, criticized the company's decision, claiming it would harm U.S. farmers and manufacturing. He urged Deere to keep production in the U.S. to avoid tariffs. The roundtable was initially focused on China's influence in U.S. agriculture, but Trump expanded the discussion to manufacturing and trade policies. Looking to poultry news, U.S. ag production totaled just over $9 billion during the month of August, down 3% from last year. Production included over 7.7 billion table eggs and 1.3 billion hatching eggs, of which 1.2 billion were broiler type and 95.8 million were egg type. The average number of laying hens during August totaled 370 million, down 3% from last year, while August egg production per 100 layers was 2,451, up slightly from August 2023, while total layers in the U.S. on September 1st was 372 million, down 3% from last year. And that's a look at today's news here on Montana Talks Ag. I'm Lane Norton-Lund.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah. They want to shut down talk radio. They will use every intimidation tactic in the book to try to shut down talk radio, not just here in Montana, but all across the country, because they know how powerful it is. People love talk radio. Even people who disagree with the host of the talk radio program, they love talk radio. Because sometimes people tune in because they agree with what you have to say, but sometimes they can't wait to tune in because they disagree with what you have to say. But they still want to hear what you have to say, and then they want to be heard as well. And that's what we do. We give you the chance to weigh in. But see, George Soros wants to control the media. And that's why he's trying to purchase 200 radio stations. That's what Adrian in Belgrade was referring to. He's trying to purchase 200 radio stations. You heard that news a few months ago. What was in the news recently is George Soros and the Biden FCC are now trying to fast track the purchase of those radio stations. The New York Times was basically saying, look, these newspapers are failing, but talk radio is strong in Montana. That's exactly why George Soros and crew want to shut down talk radio, because they know how popular it is. I mean, all radio stations could tell you if, for example, right now we've got a tower issue at one of the locations. The tower got struck by lightning, so the signal's smaller than it normally is. And so, boy, they get the emails, they get the phone calls. Hey, well, how come I can't pick up the station? Well, yeah, here we got a tower issue, right? So they know how popular talk radio is. What was the other thing Adrian mentioned? Oh, it was actually the other thing that Mark in Scobie said. He called Senator Tester's office and asked why John Tester voted in support of men in girls' sports and never got a response back. Earlier today, I was actually supposed to do an interview. I had it scheduled. I scheduled an interview with her team. I had an interview scheduled with Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranel. But she had to cancel at the last minute. They're saying that that a family member is having some health issues, so she had to cancel that interview at the last minute. But this was one of the things I was going to ask her about. Not only the fact that she has spoken out, she's on camera speaking in support of men in girls' sports, but she also is now flip-flopping on fentanyl and our southern border. Listen to what she said back in 2022.
I've talked to the DEA agents here. I've done ride-alongs with law enforcement across this district, and it is a significant issue where we are, but where it's coming from is not the southern border. It's being made in China, and how it's getting here is a complex series of things that are happening, and shutting down the border is not going to reduce the fentanyl crisis.
Now, that was 2 years ago when she was running for Congress the first time. Now she's running for Congress the second time, and as Fox News reported last week, she has a new campaign commercial basically saying the exact opposite thing. So, anyway, I was planning on sharing that audio a while ago, but I thought, no, I want to wait till she joins us on the show, and then we can give her a chance to respond to this apparent flip-flop. Anyway, that was one of the questions I was going to ask her, but also wanted to get some phone calls so that you could talk with her as well. Let's see. Back into the phone lines we go. John in Laurel next up on the phone lines. John, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
I haven't listened consistently, so I don't know if anybody's mentioned to Tim Sheehy about apologizing to Native Americans, considering some of the comments that he's made in the past. There's a lot of other people that are concerned, besides the Native Americans, as to what he plans to do about that.
So how do you plan on voting in the U.S. Senate race? Or are you...
Well, it's a solid Sheehy. I mean, there's no other choice, really, in my opinion. But I think out of courtesy and respect, if he, in fact, did say those things, I don't know
about it. Yeah, I've listened to the audio, and... it seems, if you listen now, there's what, two audio clips that were shared. They were edited. Why is there no raw audio? Why don't they release the full audio? Why did the Democrats recorded this secret audio, and then they only released like these two little blurbs? Why haven't they released the rest of the audio? Right. But then, like, as I listen to the actual, I've seen these stories and I've seen the actual audio, and he doesn't say what the fake news media and the tester operatives are claiming that he said. They claim he said, all these Native Americans are a bunch of drunks. Oh, BS. That's not what he said. He did not.
Well,
I mean, they're straight up lying about what he said. And so, and yet the fake news media continues to run with the fake news narrative, just like 95% of the coverage is pro Kamala Harris and anti Trump at the national level. 95% of the coverage from the fake news TV stations and newspapers in Montana is protester and anti Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy.
True, but I still think it would behoove him to maybe explain and help people to understand. If they've twisted his words to get that clarified.
Yeah, no, they've, I mean, I could play the audio again. Yeah, because you mentioned you might have missed it. Let me see. I'll have to wait till the next break to pull up that audio. But yeah, no, he, I think last weekend he was on Fox News. Several days before, like a week before that, he was on Fox News. Here's my question, though. I've got testimony here from the U.S. House Natural Resources committee. This is by a Fort Peck tribal leader, tribal councilman, talking about the open borders, talking about fentanyl. He told that committee the drug has infested every corner of our community. We fear this drug is robbing us of an entire generation. He talked about how the Mexican drug cartels are targeting women on our reservations, how they're trying to take hold of entire families. They're becoming embedded in our communities. Too often, this is a quote, too often we have tribal members, in particular vulnerable women, who return to the reservation after seeking treatment, still addicted to drugs, and now engaged with cartel associate members. He talked about how the open borders and the drugs targeting our reservations is devastating. We have children as young as middle school taking fentanyl. He talked about the lack of federal law enforcement on our reservations. And again, going back to this point that we made earlier, and John, thanks for your call. going back to this point that we made earlier, going back to what John Brendan, a Republican, and Jimmy Keene, a Democrat from Butte, said, John, you have the power. You have the power. He's had the power for the last 3.5 years. They said, you have the power to force the Keystone XL pipeline across the finish line. Well, in the same regard, John, you had the power to secure our border. You had the power to provide more federal law enforcement for our reservations. You had the power to stop the Mexican drug cartels from targeting Native American women in Montana. And what did you do with that power, John? What did he do with that power? Oh, Tim Sheehy goes roping with Native Americans, goes riding with Native Americans. He shows up before tribal council after tribal council all across the state and meets with tribal leaders. He goes to every reservation in Montana. He even shook hands with a John Tester supporter at a John Tester booth at a powwow. Tim Sheehy's supposed to apologize for meeting with every single walk of life all across Montana. But John Tester's not supposed to apologize for drug cartel members targeting Native American women. John Tester's not being asked to apologize for the lack of federal law enforcement on our reservations. He got called out by a Fort Belknap leader. Fake news media in Montana didn't want to report on that, did they? Why is John Tester not being asked to apologize for all of this? Because he has had the power to stop it, to at least help, to at least try. He is responsible for it. His open border policies are responsible for it. Anyway, that's my take. I'll see if I'm, you know, since John or Laurel requested that audio, I'll see if we can find it for you. But I do want to get to callers. We got more callers on the line. TL in Kalispell was up next after John and Laurel. Plus, we got Russell and Helena. Stand by. I apologize for the wait. But I've had this testimony here. It's about, yeah, 5 pages of testimony from this tribal leader talking about the crisis on our reservations because of the open borders and because of the cartels targeting children and Native American women. And I thought that was important to share. I hope you thought that's important, too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here you go. Per John and Laurel's request, here was the response from Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. He was on Fox News with Martha McCallum.
Well, listen, you know, they'll take recordings from years ago, chop them up and make them sound, you know, evil. They'll make me sound, you know, like somebody I'm not. The reality is, you know, I spend more time in our tribal communities than John Tester ever has. You know, we rope and brand together on the Crow Reservation. You know, we ranch alongside them. And the reality is what they're trying to do is package a narrative because they're desperate. They're looking at these polls that show them down. They say I'm anti-veteran. They say I don't like veterans. I'm a combat veteran, combat wounded veteran, married to a combat veteran. They say I want to close hospitals around the state. My wife and I have been among the largest donors in Montana history to improve health care in Montana. So, you know, any which way they can try to package a new narrative that distracts from the fact that John Tester has been a dyed-in-the-wool liberal and a rubber stamp for the Biden-Harris agenda, which has hurt every single Montanan demonstrably in the last 3.5 years.
All right, there you go. That's part of what Tim Sheehy had to say in that Fox News interview. Let's see. Let's get right back into the phone lines here. I really want to try to get to everybody here before we run out of time. TL in Kalispell, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a suggestion for Tim on his ads. I think he should get up in front of the camera and say, well, my name and about what he is and so on and so forth, and then say, I have a challenge for John Tester. I think, John, you have a lot of lies being told on your ads about me. And so if you will stop the lies on ads on my on your end, I'll stop telling the truth about you on mine.
That's funny. It is interesting because, yeah, most of Tester's ads have gone on the attack against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, whereas Sheehy, and at least the ads I've seen, have been mostly positive, talking about policy and talking positive from his standpoint. So that it's an interesting contrast.
Yeah, and everything he said, I mean, he's really not super, you know, he hasn't attacked Tester like a Tester has attacked him. All he's done is talked about himself and why he wants to do what he wants to do and stuff. So that's how I would put it, just, you know.
And there's plenty to attack there, that's for sure. All right, TL, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Russell in Helena, listening to KCAP. What's on your mind, Russell?
Hello, Aaron. I just wanted to ask you a question about John the Swamp Whale. If he put in the tree spiker, can Tim Sheehy, if he's elected, which I'm voting for him, can remove her out there and put somebody back in that's decent?
Well, God, that's a good question. So if Trump is elected president, if Trump becomes president in January, yeah, Tracy Stone Manning can immediately be out at the BLM and somebody pro-agriculture can be in. Now, if Trump doesn't win the White House, but Republicans take back the Senate with Tim Sheehy, could a Republican House and a Republican Senate pull her out of there? Very good question. Very good question. Hey, you know, that would take some political power, of course. Great question. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, Russell. Let's go to Ken in Great Falls. Ken, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, we need Sheehy to release those medical records from Cowspell to find out if he really shot himself in the arm like he told the ranger who fined him $500 for shooting a gun in the park.
I love it when non-veterans like you can try to figure out a way to trash actual veterans.
What kind of competence is that? You're in charge of this weapon. Thank God he didn't shoot one of his kids. Release the report. Let's get the truth on that one.
We've got the truth on it, Ken.
Are you after truth?
Have you ever read his Bronze Star for Valor citation? Have you ever read his Bronze Star for Valor citation, Ken?
The medical records. The truth is in the medical records. I just want the truth.
Oh, give me a break. We've heard enough of your phone calls over the years and your lies about coal.
Park.
We've heard your lies about coal. We, you know, to know that you're just a left-wing political operative at every stage, and you'll say anything about a combat veteran. Why won't John Tester release his medical records? All right, Ken, good to hear from you. Larry in Missoula. Larry, what's going on? We got about a minute and a half to go. Oh, Larry, are you there? All right. God, I told you I was trying to sneak everybody on the show here. Yeah, when Ken called our producer Travis, he said he wanted to say something about coal. And I would go back to him right now, but I think he hung up after I was going to pivot over to Larry in Missoula to try to sneak in one last caller. But I was really looking forward to a little more back and forth about the coal conversation, because I heard while I was gone for vacation that Ken finally got an electric vehicle. So I'm wondering if Ken is now pro coal, so that he has that electricity to power his electric vehicle. So I wonder. Maybe Ken, you can follow up tomorrow if you want. I wonder if he's now pro coal, so that he has electricity for his electric powered vehicle. I also this was just an assumption, Ken. My assumption was that you were going to be complaining about the pro coal rally in Roundup this Friday because you don't like coal. And you were going to claim, oh, CO2 emissions, la-di-da-di-da. Except for a lot of that coal from the Signal Peak coal mine goes to Japan, where they gasify the coal. So what's your complaint there then? Anyway, sorry we ran out of time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.